Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1235, slide. Visible translated text is as follows, can arrive at the proper figure. The same way to find the good lead and the cheap lead, the large lead and the copying lead. That operation had to be gone through in detail with each and every one of those, and the same with each of the boxes, and that is a tough job. Some of them come packed in one gross boxes and some in half gross boxes, and as I say, we have a display box, and there are pencils that are put in individual boxes, and we have to go through carefully to see the pencils that have been packed for the whole week, and it is a very tedious job. Now, in these boxes, there is another calculation involved, and then I have to find the assortment boxes, but that is easily gotten. Then I have to find out whether they are half gross boxes or one gross boxes, and then reduce them to the basis of boxes that cost us 2 cents a piece. Reduce them to the basis of the ordinary box that we paid 2 cents a box. After finding out all the boxes, then I have to reduce that to some common factor so I can make the multiplication in figuring out the cost at 2 cents. That involves quite a mathematical manipulation. Then I come to the skeleton. Skeletons are no more than just a grade name. They are just little cardboard tiers to keep pencils away from the other. That is all a skeleton is. I have to go through and find out which pencils are skeletons. If it is a cheap pencil, they are just tied up with a cord, and there are pencils in a bunch, and there are pencils that we don't use the skeleton with. That must all be gone through and got correctly, or it will be of no worth. Then comes the tip delivery, which is gotten from this report from Mr. Lemmy Quinn that I showed you before. Then there is another entry on this sheet of the tips used, and I can give you a clear explanation of the manner that I arrive at that. You can't use tips when you don't have some rubber stuck in it, so I just had to go through the rubber used to find that. Then we have what we call ends. There are a few gross of them there. Then the wrappers. Pencils that are packed in the individual one dozen cartons don't take wrappers. They are in a box. Pencils that are packed in the display boxes don't take a wrapper. They just stick up in a hole by themselves. The cheap pencils are tied with a cord around them. They don't take any wrapper, so the same operation, the same tedious operation, had to be gone through with that to get at the number of wrappers used in the different number of gross and the number of carton boxes used in the same way. On the right-hand side of the sheet, you notice the deliveries. There is the lead delivery from the Bell Street plant and the Forsyth Street plant. This doesn't mean the amount of lead used in the pencils packed for this week only, but it shows the amount of our lead plant delivery for information. Then the slat delivery, that is not worked out that week. That is not worked out simply because that is Mr. Schiff's duty to work that out, and that is a very tedious and long job, and when I started in to do that, I couldn't find the sheet showing the different deliveries of slats from the mill, so I let that go, intending to put that in on Monday, but on Sunday following, I was at the police station.